it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a high fly ball deep right center field. That one's up the alley on the run. Call, he won't get it. It's gone. And back and forth they go. And Bryce Harper with a big raise of the fist running around second base as he's given the Phillies a 5-4 lead.
On the night the Phillies clinched the NL East. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show broadcasting at Stateside Live for 94 WIP's Red October Rally. Come on by. You can park in parking lot S and walk over here, formerly Xfinity Live. Now, Stateside Live. Hugh joining us right now. We will have Rob Thompson's press conference in a little bit here as he talks about the roster and decisions they have to make with this thing as we get ready for Games 1 tomorrow night. Our guy, Ben Davis,
Ben.
With us. Ben, what's up?
How we doing?
Ben, it's
we're
October.
Good, man.
We're
excited.
Great.
We are excited. Big time.
It's a battle of titans. We saw you a couple mornings ago as you were leaving the morning show. We were coming in for our show, and we were talking about it. I mean, Ben, this does not feel like a division series. This feels like an LCS or a World Series.
Yeah, it does. This two best teams in baseball going at it, and that's the bottom line. And I think it's going to be a great five-game series. Hopefully the Phils win. And three would be great. Just nip it in the bud and move on. But I don't see that happening. I think it's going to go. I think it's going to go four games personally, but possibility of five. But bottom line is just win, baby. Just win.
Just win. And they have look. There's a lot of pitfalls we got to deal with in this series, including the top of their lineup. Ben, one thing I heard the other night after the game, Mookie Betts was talking about how if it was him, he wouldn't pitch to Shohei Ohtani. But it's Mookie Betts behind Shohei Ohtani. How do you think the Phillies are going to navigate that in big moments? Because typically when there's a hitter as great as Ohtani, you do think about pitching around him, right? He's in that class. I couldn't do that. I can't just give them free base runners when Mookie Betts is behind him.
Correct. And the Phillies, knock on wood, have handled Ohtani in years past. That's the bottom line. Rob Thompson is very content in going after him. And right now, I do not want to pitch to Mookie Betts because Mookie Betts is doing Mookie Betts things, and that's not good for the Phillies. He's one of the most dynamic players in baseball. But Ohtani, the Phillies just pitch him well. Yeah. And let's hope that trend continues. But Rob Thompson is not one to put guys on base and start that ball rolling because this is a deep lineup, especially 1-4. I put Teoscar in there as well. He's very talented and provides a lot of thump in the middle of that lineup. But you get through those top four, I like the Phillies' chances.
You know what, Ben, we were talking about this, and I'm kind of curious how you feel about this. The way this team is constructed right now, I personally don't think that we have to have the October Bryce that we've had in the past. How do you feel about that? Because Joe feels like we need to have, you know, Bryce being doing Bryce Harper things in October.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's built for this. He is a red light player. We've seen him do it in the past. But I agree with Joe. I think he's got to step it up. He needs to be that guy, the heart and soul of that lineup. Mm-hmm. But it's not just him, Hugh. This has got to be 1-9. It has to be a concerted effort. They have to be better offensively. The reason they've lost the last 3 years is because of their offense. You can say what you want about their pitching. Oh, Kimbrel blew it a couple years ago. They stopped hitting. They have to be more consistent. They can't go 0-18 in some of these games. They have to be more consistent offensively. If they do, they will win.
Well, and I think we feel better about that possibility because the lineup just looks deeper. I mean, and look, these guys have hit. Marsh since the end of April has been good. Stott since the end of July has been good. And I can't say enough good things about Harrison Bader. I mean, what an addition by Dave Dombrowski. And the crazy part, Ben, is we didn't really see this coming. Like, when they got him, we were all in the air that day. And we're like, all right, he's a good player, right? But he's a good player. He's been an all-star level player since he got here. It feels, too, like he's changed the energy and the vibe. He's just a difference maker.
He is a difference maker. And, you know, Dave Dombrowski was on the afternoon show about a week ago, and he said, we kind of knew what we were going. We didn't expect him to be this good.
Right.
But he has been. He has been provided. There's a lot of stoic players on the Phillies, but I think Bader, he gives them a little bit of an edge. And I think that's what this ball club needed. He's been great. This dude is finding holes. That's the bottom line. I know all his hits aren't always pretty, but he's getting hits. He's finding holes. And what he's doing in center field is, I mean, this guy can go get him.
Yeah,
he can flat out go get him. I was talking with first base coach Paco Figueroa last Friday, and He loves the way this guy prepares, the way he plays. And, again, he does bring that different edge to this ball club, which I think they needed.
All right, quickly, we're going to have Hopper coming up in a few minutes. We're going to take his press conference live. You see in the postseason sometimes, Ben, teams use their relief pitchers, their best ones, a little bit differently because the biggest moments, you got to use them. How would you use Duran? And what I mean, he's the ninth inning guy. We know that. He's been that. He's a closer. But if we get to a moment where Ohtani, Betts, Freeman are coming up in the eighth, would you use him, or is he your ninth inning guy?
I think you kind of have to use him in that situation.
That's where I'm at.
Because I know that won't go down as a quote-unquote a save.
But that's the
save. That's you're save, actually saving the ball club if you were able to get those guys out, whether that be in the seventh inning or eighth inning. But I think he'll be deployed maybe a little strategically, I think, by Topper. He's not afraid. I wouldn't be surprised if he threw two innings. He's done it in Minnesota, and Topper, I think, will be able to do that in the postseason.
Yeah, and look, if you can get that, it changes the game. Multiple innings. And we saw, I know they lost the series, but Mason Miller in Ooh-wee. San Diego, 104.5 on the outside.
That's fast.
That's a joke. I mean, that is literally don't blink. Literally. These guys are just built differently, yeah. I guess. 104 is this. How about Chapman? I mean, Chapman last night throwing 101.
I know.
This guy's 106 years old. He's still throwing 101.
His arm's still got it.
It's unbelievable. No, it's just these guys, they know how to light up the radar gun. But, yeah, I'm kind of glad the Padres are out because I think they would have been should the Phillies move on, they would be a big test for them.
I agree. All right, quickly with that. Cubs, Brewers. Who do you think wins that series? Because once we get through this, that's who we got to see to get to the World Series.
I think the Brewers win that.
Yeah. Phillies Brewers would be a good NLCS.
It would be. And, you know, the Brewers play very good fundamental baseball. They steal bases. They get bunts down. Their defense is off the charts. Their bullpen is really, really good. They're in a good spot. I see them moving past the Cubs.
Yeah, it'll be a fun NLCS if it's there. All right, coming up, and we appreciate Ben hopping in. We'll carry Rob Thompson's press conference live right here on the Midday Show from Stateside Live on Sports Radio 94 WIP. NFL Sunday's coming. You've got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is coming in with something extra. This isn't just an NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now FanDuel's making it even better. This week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers get a 50% prop boost on any bet. However you play or game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.